Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, Derek here with Red Shirts and Runabouts. We have kind of a weird short episode for you this week. The original plan was, to do our season two of Discovery wrap up, Greg and myself, but that's got pushed to next week. And instead we were going to do a little roundtable discussion about what we left behind looking back at Deep Space Nine, the crowdfunded documentary about Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I was going to be joined by a couple familiar recurring guest hosts, but that it did not work out either. So I still wanted to do something because we have some exciting news, you know, to cover, and the documentary did come out and everything. So I thought I'd spend just a few minutes talking to you. So you just have me today. So news, let's talk news. So if you haven't heard or seen yet, we got our first look at some information on the untitled Picard series, which is apparently called Star Trek Picard, to the shock of everybody, sarcastically. And it's possible that's still not the real name of the show. There's been reports of people saying that it is not called Star Trek Picard, and that they're trying to keep a lot of things secret and close to the vest during production. So we may find out it has a different title come San Diego Comic-Con or Star Trek Las Vegas later this year, in the summer. So for now, it's Star Trek Picard. They showed an incredibly short clip at a media press marketing only event. Not a whole lot to go off of. We see Patrick Stewart as Picard for the first time in, 17 years. You know, he says Jean-Luc, and it appears that he's not wearing a uniform. It appears that somebody slightly off-screen is wearing a TNG-era gold-colored uniform that is very reminiscent of the TNG-era cadet uniforms. So that raises some interesting questions about what are the uniforms, and that was sparked even more so by a couple behind-the-scenes photos that have been leaked out, so to speak. There's been three so far, two that show a lot of people in uniform. And the badges, I mean, the photo quality is not great, right? These were taken on phones and things like that from distances. It appears like the comm badges look a lot like some of the alternate future ones that we have seen before, like All Good Things. So it's possible that they either are those or reminiscent of those. And the uniforms themselves look just almost exactly like the TNG era cadet uniforms. And I'm specifying that because those had the higher collar that was also where the color was at the top, like the DS9 Voyager uniforms, but they had a high collar that was also matching their department color. So they didn't match the TNG show uniforms. They matched more closely to the DS9 and Voyager uniforms. So, you know, maybe they're cadets too, and he's down, you know, in San Francisco at Starfleet Academy, and they just never change the cadet uniforms as often as they change all the other uniforms. I mean, I don't know. Nobody really knows except people working on the show. So we've got kind of a logo for the show where the Delta Shield is the A in Picard, and it's got the classic, the words Star Trekker and kind of the more classic Star Trek font rather than the TNG era font, which may or may not be on purpose. Yeah, so that's really all we have at this point, from the production. We know it is filming, right? We knew that it started filming in April, and, we know it'll be a 10 episode season that, Patrick Stewart has been quoted saying should feel like a 10-hour movie. And you know, there's possibilities for more, but I think we should probably expect a fairly confined story across those 10 episodes. Yeah, and it almost takes place in real time. You know, it takes place about 25 years after the 20 years after the events that we've seen, things like that. So it's very close to the Star Trek Online timeline. It would take place a few years after the destruction of Romulus that we see in the Kelvin timeline movies. And so that'll help bridge those universes together a little bit more. So yeah, we'll find out more as time goes on, of course, and we'll talk about all that here. As far as the documentary goes, What We Left Behind, looking back at Deep Space Nine, this was a crowdfunded documentary on Indiegogo, and I'm sad to say that I didn't know about it until it was already a completed fund. The campaign was over, and so that bums me out a little bit because I would have loved to have contributed for lots of reasons. But they did a one-night event through Fathom Events to see it in theaters and on the big screen and all that kind of cool stuff. And I'm not going to spoil anything from the documentary because it will hit Blu-ray in August, August 6th. It comes to Blu-ray. There's a few different versions of it at the moment. So the Indiegogo backers had an opportunity to get a Indiegogo backer exclusive version that had some special content. There was also the regular edition that is on pre-order at a minimum on Amazon. And now Shout Factory, which is another website, they have their own version. They're calling it a special edition, where they did their own additional special feature. So there's a second disc with content exclusive, supposedly exclusive to that version. The @DS9Doc Twitter handle confirmed that this is stuff that they did on their own, separate from the actual production of the documentary. So for those who are Indiegogo backers, I can definitely understand why you might be frustrated that your edition doesn't have all the content. But it sounds like the documentary people did not intend for this, and this is something that they somehow did on their own. And it's the website. So I decided to pre-order that version because I couldn't get the backer one at this point, and I'd rather get more content if I can. And the website says that it's special features to be announced. So we don't really know what they are at this point, but it was the same price as the one on Amazon, so I figured I would just go with that. It is said to be limited to 1,500 copies, so it might be sold out at this point. I don't know, but you can go check that out at Shout Factory if that's something you're interested in. But it was a good documentary, though. It was a lot of fun. It wasn't really what I expected at all. They did some things that documentaries don't normally do that was really interesting and cool. The Star Trek Rat Pack was involved, which was great. And they brought in just tons of cast members. I mean, really, like not just the main cast, but recurring characters. And, some of those smaller recurring characters were there. Avery Brooks is not in it, so to speak. They use archival footage from previous interviews and things of that nature. So you will see him, but it's older stuff that you may have seen somewhere else. But everybody else, I mean, there's a lot of new stuff in there, behind the scenes, talking about episodes and characters and things that may have been left out, things that they wish they could have done, that maybe they'd be able to get away with today. And, you know, things for what they might have done if the show had continued, which is interesting. The HD footage looks good. They did upgrade some HD footage, including one of the big battles of the Dominion War. Looks great. I mean, it does. There's always a lot of talk about whether or not they should remaster Deep Space Nine and Voyager for Blu-ray. Because, you know, they did it with TOS, they did it with TNG, and Enterprise was filmed in HD, so it had a Blu-ray release anyway. Well, for those who don't know, it's much more complicated with DS9 and Voyager because they were filmed differently. So a lot of the ships at certain points and a lot of the special effects at certain points were digital. Not everything was a physical model like it was in TNG, with the exception of like the crystalline entity. And some of it was shot digitally rather than on 35 millimeter film. Like TNG was completely shot on 35 millimeter film, which is why there's a couple of episodes that have little moments that are not in HD, because the original archival footage was not preserved, unfortunately. So upconverting DS9 and Voyager would be a very time-consuming and expensive task, more so than TNG, because they'd have to rebuild a lot of stuff. You know, Voyager especially, things like Species 8472 would have to be completely remastered from the ground up. They'd have to rebuild those aliens completely, as well as some of the ships that just don't exist. The battle sequences in the Dominion War, most of those are not real ships. There's exceptions like the Defiant, but most of those ships are not real. They're digital, and they'd have to rebuild all of those models in HD. So it was cool to see individual shots remastered in HD and upconverted. It looked good. I mean, it really did look good. I'd like to see more of that. I mean, if I'm one of those people that I don't think it's ever going to happen, but if it did, I mean, I'd be first in line to get that. So if you have a chance to purchase the documentary, or if you are somewhere else and they haven't shown it yet in theaters, which is the case in some other countries outside the US, I definitely think it's worth seeing. It was really a good experience, a good documentary. Steve and Ira Behr did a fantastic job. Everybody involved was just great. I don't want to spoil anything for it, but basically next week Greg will be back and we will be wrapping up Star Trek Discovery season 2 and some of our thoughts and hopes for season 3, and then we're going to branch off into some other things. We've got some ideas to do some more specific topics and talk about individual topics rather than just reviewing episodes and reviewing movies. So stay tuned for that kind of stuff. We are on Spotify now, so you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, lots of other apps. So please subscribe to us there. And if you are interested in helping support the show, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heroespodcasts, because we're part of the Heroes Podcast Network. And there's a couple different levels there. One of those levels will get you this show a full day earlier than everybody else, which is pretty cool, and a discount to RT Public Store, where you can get fun swag from the network, including this show. But we also have a coffee, ko-fi.com/heroespodcasts, and you can just drop us a buck or two anytime you feel like it. It would be great. We appreciate all of your support, and we will be back next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Red Shirts and Runabouts is part of the Heroes Podcast Network and is hosted by Gregory Bosco and me, Derek Mayer. The music is by Flying Killer Robots. Please follow us at Red Shirts Pod on Twitter or at Heroes Podcasts on Facebook, Instagram, or heroespodcast.com. You can subscribe to our show on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, and pretty much any other podcast app. If you enjoy the show, please support us. We have a Patreon at patreon.com/heroespodcasts, and we also have a coffee, ko-fi.com/heroespodcasts. We'll catch you next time. Live long and prosper.